Stacey's also our peer worker.
Yep.
Right. For the prison. So, you know, we sit there and tell her our problems or, you know, have a yarn with her. Most of the ones that usually just come straight in, especially the ones in quarantine and stuff, so she'll go and have a chat to them, get a load off them.
Yeah, I've heard some stories from the new remands, and I have to be really careful sometimes because it can trigger my own trauma.
Sure.
And so I often need supervision around, talking to the new remands. But when it comes to just seeing my sister girls, I can't believe that I get paid to have a cuppa and go have a chat with them, you know? Yeah, it's really good.
We love you.
Yeah, thanks, Heather.
What are people telling you when they come here for the first time?
Is it like the movies?
Mm.
And I often say, no, it's like a boarding school.
And so I actually asked her that as well.
Yeah,
is
right.
Is it like the movies, like Wentworth and that? She's like, no. Nothing like that.
I often hear about women's domestic violence, sexual assaults, and their children with DHS. So I hear a lot about women's experiences before they come to jail and what brought them here, what contributed to their offending, you know. So, yeah, my job is just to listen. It's not to fix the problems and it's to direct the women on where they can go to help deal with whatever issues they're experiencing. So I'm the network queen. I know who does what and who's who in the zoo. So I have monthly supervision from a forensic psychologist and get to speak openly about my experiences with the women. I also have Annie Lynn, the other AWOs, my boss Flick, and so there's lots of strong women that are there for me when I need them, yeah.